At times, people's fate needs to be reshaped in order to fit in a song. I have done just that, but kept to the facts according to what I was shown. Three Mexican students crossed into Texas, perhaps through the Laredo port, or they may have zigzagged up to Matamoros, and through Atchison, Kansas, they drove. They studied with Padres at St. Benedict's College, and now the school year was done. They packed up their junk and slammed down the trunk and anxiously headed back home. One can only imagine the thrill they were feeling while making their plans to have fun. They were probably singing and joking and jousting. The engine was humming along. One fear they had known while so far from home was that someone may know of their worth. And rumors were out that because of the clout, they could be kidnapped or worse. They entered a town in southern Oklahoma, June 8, 1931. And when they were stopped by some gun-toting hombres, should they put up a fight or just run? When asked of their business, they answered in protest, "What right do you all have to ask?" The sheriff said that one had what he thought was a gun and needed to put them to task. The lead started flying, two young men lay dying. The third did not see what took place. He stood there in shock as he heard the shots. He felt the blood drain from his face. They sent out the word to Father Richard Burns and to Presidente Rubio. Dr. Arsene Conin quickly intervened and soon got things under control. Perhaps those young men could still have lived if only they hadn't packed guns. That was not the case, and in their youthful haste brought ammo and weapons along. The question remains with so many claims, was this justified by the law? Or was it the stress on Deputy Guess, and was he too quick on the draw? Now this may be new to the many or few, but it happened right here in Ardmore. And what went down in our peaceful town, damn near sent two countries to war.